and welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Well, this week is, I wouldn't necessarily call it an incredibly special week, but for me, it's a week that, I don't even know how to say this, but yeah, it's my birthday week. I'm turning 42 this week. It's a little scary, but that's okay. You know, birthdays are a good thing. But this week, the lad and the mom decided to put their heads together, and they thought it would be a great idea for the lad to ask questions of the dad this week. And the theme this week is all 90s trivia dad edition. So I don't know what that means. I have not seen the question, so I have no idea what dad edition means, but we'll find out. So
it's just you answering the questions.
That's all it is? Okay, they're not like tailor fit for me.
No, okay. I mean, but you did grow up in the 90s.
That is true.
So they are kind of fit for you, but you might not know the incoming rounds sometimes.
Sure. Well, if you've just tuned in to us for the first time, or if you're joining us for the 100th time, well, actually, it wouldn't be the 100th time. This is like the 80th time, I think, maybe. But yeah, the trivia... I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. The trivia that you're about to hear comes at you in three rounds of five questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions will get more and more difficult. So this first round of 90s trivia is going to be easy level questions. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
And with that, lad, take it over.
All right. Question one. What was the name of the digital pet that kids had to feed, clean, and keep alive on a tiny keychain screen?
Ooh, I like this question. I believe it's a Tamagotchi. A Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tamagotchi was cool. I don't think I ever had one. I think my younger brother had one, and maybe I did. I don't remember. And if I did have it, probably didn't survive. I wasn't
Which
always
brother?
The greatest. I think Uncle Grum was the one that had a Tamagotchi.
He seems like a person who would have a Tamagotchi.
He would. Yeah, he would.
Question number two. What boy band featured Justin Timberlake and Lance Bass and had hits like Bye Bye Bye?
I think that boy band is NSYNC.
NSYNC is correct.
Yeah.
Why is there an asterisk in start of?
Because it's not NSYNC, like I-N-SYNC. It's NSYNC. I don't know why. I don't know why it's called that. It just is. But yeah, they were a big deal back when I was growing up.
Question number three. What 90s sitcom featured Will Smith as a kid from Philadelphia sent to live with his rich uncle in Bel Air?
Yeah, so I liked the show. I wouldn't make time specifically to watch the show, but I'd watch it when it was on because it was a lot of reruns. So this is The Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is correct.
Yeah, that one I never really watched a lot. It was a great show, and I enjoyed it, but I never made time to watch it. I would just watch it because it was on. That's where the Carlton dance came from.
Sure.
Do you know the guy who hosts AFV now? America's Funniest Home Videos? Alfonso Ribeiro. He's in The Fresh Prince.
I know.
All right.
The mom told me.
Oh, the mom told you. Okay.
Isn't he the uncle?
Yeah. Well, he's a cousin.
Oh, a cousin.
Yeah. Uncle Phil is the uncle. He's kind of like the dad.
Question four. What handheld video game device released by Nintendo between 1989 and 1990 popularized the concept of playing video games on the go.
Oh, this one brings back the memories. This is a Game Boy.
A Game Boy is correct.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Game Boy game?
My favorite Game Boy game. I really liked playing Kid Icarus. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Kid Icarus and Tetris. That was a big one. It was really fun too. Is Uncle Justin, who he got me a birthday gift. I think it was either a birthday or a Christmas gift. But the Game Boy didn't have a lit up screen. It was like...
Oh, yeah. It was just like gray.
It was just... Yeah, it was like green.
Yeah.
And so he bought me a clamp-on light so I could play at night. Oh, that was... I lost a lot of sleep with that little light. Still one of the best gifts I ever received.
Question 5. What game was popular to play on a Nokia cell phone by only using numbers on a keypad?
Oh, a Nokia cell phone. There's two that come to my mind, and I'm pretty sure that it's the Snake game.
Snake is correct.
Yes. Oh, the other one I was thinking of is there's like a block game where you move the platform and there's a ball that runs and it like bounces kind of like Pong, but it bounces into blocks and it eliminates the blocks and it bounces around. But you move the kind of. I think that's what it is, something like that. But I think Snakes was more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more popular.
All right. And that is the end of round one, the Trivia Tots. Now we're going to bump up the difficulty a little bit to medium level. It's probably when you enter a video game and it says, which mode? Easy, normal, and hard. This round that we're going into is the normal. What is that called, Dad?
The Mind Movers.
Yep.
Here we go.
All right.
I don't know. Those Trivia Tots were kind of difficult, actually. I'm a little afraid of the Mind Movers, so here we go.
Question 6. What was the name of the online messaging service that made the door open and door close sounds when your friends signed in or out?
Oh, that brings back memories. That was AOL Instant Messenger.
AOL Instant Messenger, or formerly known as AIM.
Yeah, AIM, yeah.
Is correct.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, I wish that you guys could experience what it was like when you would be online and you'd hear the door open and one of your friends came in and you would immediately start chatting them up and stuff. Like, oh, it was so much fun. It was really cool.
Question 7. What actor won an Oscar in 1995 in part for saying, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get."
Well, that is from Forrest Gump. So that actor would be Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is correct.
Oh, yeah. See, I think this is where I think it was a little tailor fit for me because I love that movie. I think I can say almost every line.
Try spinning. That's a good move.
Nice.
Question 8. Might be a tough one. Who were the three couples on Saved by the Bell?
Okay. Well, there was Zach and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
They were the main couple. The secondary couple was Slater and Jesse. And the third couple, if you could call them a couple, was Lisa and Screech. They were kind of, they spent like the whole show, Screech was trying to be a couple with Lisa, but she would always put them off. But I think eventually they kind of became one. But I think that's who the three that you're looking for.
Kelly and Zach, Jesse and AC.
AC Slater, yep.
And Lisa and Screech is correct.
Yeah! Woo!
Now, don't you have a Bayside Tigers t-shirt and a coffee mug?
I do. I have all of those things. My sister-in-law was kind enough to give me those as a Christmas gift one year. But yes, I'm a big Saved by the Bell fan. I think I've seen every episode 2 to 3 times.
What about Big Bang Theory?
I do enjoy that one too. Yep, I've watched that whole series. But I think Saved by the Bell is better.
All right. Question 9. How many championships did the Chicago Bulls win in the 1990s?
Oh, that's a great one. I would think they won 6.
6 is correct.
Yeah. I was like, I just saw pictures in my brain of Michael Jordan holding up 6 fingers. And I think that was pretty much it. Like I kind of went off of that. That's fun.
Yeah, they got a 6-peat.
Yes, that they
1991, 1992, 1993, 1990. Wait, no, not a 6-peat. They got a 3-peat and then another 3-peat.
Yeah. Yeah, they were unbelievably good. Like that, just they didn't lose. And it was really fun. Really fun to watch.
Were you as obsessed with the Bulls as Mom was?
I don't know if I was obsessed with the Bulls. I really like the Bulls. And that was kind of in my trading card days. And I always wanted to find Bulls players. Did you have
some MJ cards?
I did have some MJ cards. Yep. Not a lot of them. They were always hard to come by. And those were always the ones that were really worth something. But I did enjoy watching the Bulls.
Yeah. Question 10. What did you have to dial on a landline to call back the last number that called you?
Oh, yeah. That is *69.
*69 is correct.
Yes. I actually, believe it or not, I have never done that.
What?
I never once *69 to anyone. Never once.
Did you *67?
I think *67, what did that do? That was
prank calling thing?
Well, I don't remember what *67 does. Let me look. Is this just a setup for you to go 6-7?
No.
6-7. Oh, that's what it was. So *67 was when you were prank calling people, you would dial that first and it would block your number from showing up on caller ID.
Oh yeah, it was caller ID.
Yeah. And *69 would call back the last number that called you.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. And that is the Mind Movers.
Oh, am I 10 for 10?
You are.
Yes. Oh, this is awesome.
But it is time to put your seatbelts on. Double knot your shoes. Put your gloves on, your boots on, your knee pads, your elbow pads, whatever you need.
My hip waders? Can I wear those?
Your hip waders. And your wrist weights. Whatever you need for the last round of Family Trivia with Dad. You are now entering. Dun, dun, dun. The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters.
It's going to get tough.
Let me have them.
Question 11. What popular 90s kid and teen accessory was invented by a high school shop teacher in Wisconsin?
Slap bracelets?
Slap bracelets is correct.
Oh, I guessed. I had no idea those were made in Wisconsin. That seems something like a shop teacher would make, though.
Yes. Something you slap yourself with.
We were very familiar with slap bracelets. I would love to hit my brothers with slap bracelets all the time.
And not to like put it on them, just like slap it.
Just
with
to
them.
Slap them. Anything to slap each other. That was great. I love those.
Question 12. What game involves flipping and stacking circular cardboard discs?
Oh, I had these. Pogs.
Pogs is correct.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Some of my 90s colleagues that are listening probably had some of their own Pogs. That was a thing. I'm surprised that Pogs have not made their way back yet. I mean, I feel like everything else has. Pogs was a fun game, but it was kind of risky because, like, if you played Pogs and you like brought your own slammer and you slammed the Pogs down, and if you lost them, you played for keeps sometimes. And so you could lose your Pogs to like somebody else. And I don't know. It was a lot of fun, but I'm surprised. That'll make a comeback. I guarantee it.
Question 13. Which popular animatronic talking toy with pointy ears and creepy eyes became a major craze?
Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin is incorrect.
Oh. What is it?
The Furby.
Oh, the Furby. I guess, yeah, you're right.
That Teddy Ruxpin didn't have pointy ears.
No, he didn't. And Teddy Ruxpin is more like from when I was a kid, and that was more the late 80s than early 90s. So yeah, Furbies make sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Furby.
Oh, I missed one.
It's okay. Okay. Question 14. What was the highest grossing movie of the decade in the 90s, to be specific?
The highest grossing movie, Titanic?
Titanic is correct.
Yes. Yeah, Titanic made a boatload of money.
See what I did there? Greatest movie of all time.
See what I did there? A boatload of money. Hey-o!
All right. Last question. Question 15. What was the name of the fictional town that Dawson's Creek was set in?
Oh, no. Dawson's Creek. Oh, this is going to... I'm going to kick myself for this. Dawson's Creek in... is it Riverside?
So close. It is Cape Side.
Cape Side. Oh, I knew it was a side.
Okay.
That's okay. That was a hard
question.
One.
What in the world is Dawson's Creek?
What is Dawson's Creek? Dawson's Creek is like an amazing teeny bopper show about growing up and being in high school and relationships and all of that stuff. It was kind of similar. It was, think about like Dawson's Creek as like a Saved by the Bell, but more serious. Kind of, it was
so
that.
It's basically that educational.
Not really. No, it was definitely like a drama. It was a high school drama.
And that's going to do it. My father did so well.
Yeah, that was fun.
13 for 15.
I'll take it.
I don't know if anyone's going to beat my record.
Yeah, I know. Going perfect that live one time, especially at the live event. Yeah, that was tough. Well, folks, if you enjoyed this trivia as much as I did, I really enjoyed doing this trivia. The lad did an awesome job of asking the questions. It was kind of fun being flipped around here. We should do this more often. But yeah, if you enjoyed this, please give us a 5-star review. Give us a positive rating on whatever app you're listening on. We'd love to see those, as well as you can send us DMs with anything that you want to know. If you have to ask us questions, give us suggestions for further episodes. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram at Dad Lad Trivia. So check those out. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, any last thoughts, Dad?
Well, I really enjoy this trivia. I also wanted to say thank you to the mom and the lad for the birthday wishes this week. It was a little bit earlier this week, and that was very kind of them. I am all decked out with brand new Packer gear and
the Packers bibs.
Yep, pretty awesome stuff. So I love my family very much, and they're so awesome. So thank you for everything.
All right, what can I say? See you later.
Alligators.
Scene end.